Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. For Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
The time to rewrite history is now.
With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper. Triple M rocks the footy.
Lovely to have your company on this Saturday afternoon, no matter where or how you happen to be listening to us. We've got plenty to get through in the hour left to share with you. Greg Alexander will join us. We'll have a chat about all things footy with him. We might even throw in some State of Origin. It is only days away before State of Origin 2. We've already spoken to both Laurie Daly and Kevin Walters about their preparation, and both seem relatively relaxed and ready to go. Again, they're not poking knives at each other as expected.
That's sort of gone out of this series, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and there's been a lot of people talk about the way that Boyd Cordner actually is leading the side and how he came out a few weeks ago and said, look, I don't hate the Queens. I respect them. And we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, how the fact that, you know, I think a lot of what New South Wales do in their preparation is thanks to the fact that a lot of the New South Wales guys now have spent time with those guys at Australian international level.
Yep.
And you'd be silly not to take notice of what's made them so successful. So, and a lot of them are obviously still in that international side, whereas, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, there was usually about 13 Queensland guys in that Australian side and 5 or 6, you know, New South Wales guys. Now it's almost an even split, which probably sums up where we're at too at a State of Origin level. But, yeah, I think both coaches would be really confident.
Slightly blew out the State of Origin 1, but did the start of it, the first half was amazing. We talk about the pace of it, but certainly the non-stop nature of it. Do you expect the same sort of thing Wednesday night?
It's going to be played a bit differently because just the conditions, that dewy condition, very slippery. And as we've seen last night, we talked about a tone. Mate, the outside backs have to be very wary of that sideline. You know, you got to get your body height down. Yeah, you slide out. So you're going to be playing a lot of cross players coming back in, you know, and it's going to help, I suppose, both teams. But, I mean, Queensland boys in general, that's why I think Cooper on that left edge with Thurston, he likes to go that cross play. There's going to be a whole lot of that. And a guy like Wade Graham from New South Wales, Boyd Cordner, that's going to be the problem for Queensland. They've got to hold them back on that inside.
I thought one of the main differences in game one through the middle was the fact that New South Wales always looked ready to offload. They got players there that were able to get their arms through. Who's going to do that for Queensland? How can they implement that as part of their game? Because as you said, it's dewy. It's hard to move the ball laterally. It's hard to be as crisp. So offloading is key. Who's going to do that for Queensland?
Yeah, that's, man, we talked about the players that we've missed. Like Corey Parker, he was our go-to man for that second phase play. You know, it was so important. Look, I think for us, I think Gavin Cooper can do it, but he hasn't got that real powerful, you know, sort of, but he gets in between players. I think Cohen Hess, I know he's not a big offloader. He's more tuck the ball, go himself. But if he pushes through that line, I think he's got to look to offload because you're going to have Slater's going to be there. He's one of the best at backing up. And then, you know, those other guys going to be around him, like, you know, Darius Boyd, he'll come off his...
Give the message to Papali and say, you know, Josh, if you go on after 20 minutes and you're going to play in the middle, you know, he's got the ability to offload.
He has. But I think for Papali too, he's got to make sure that he's bending the line because if we don't bend the line, mate, that's what's going to happen to us, what happened in Origin 1.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to get out your NRL dollars as we play a bit of this.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL stock market.
All right, what are you going to buy? What are you going to sell? What are you going to hold? They are the questions, very key ones. I'm going to throw the topics at you. I'm going to start, not with Origin, but let's start in Clubland. And the announcement, of course, that Tamari Martin is heading towards the Cowboys, wants to learn from Jonathan Thurston, had been offered time up there before, decided not to, thought he wanted to play more time in first grade. This time he just says it's about the learning curve. Are you buying Tamari Martin at the Cowboys, selling or holding, Ryan Girdler?
I'm going to buy. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what's happened out at Penrith, but at the start of the year, I know Penrith weren't winning a lot of games. I was really impressed by this young guy. I think he's got a big future in the game, and he'll go up there and learn off, the best that's ever played. And certainly, I think he'll contribute to the back half of their season. And he's good with the ladies, and he'll probably go well at Mad Cow.
He's an international player, Hoops.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's a very good-looking kid.
What do you think, Hoops?
No, I'm going to sell Tone.
Based
I'm going to sell because JT's up there, Michael Morgan's up there, Lachlan Coote's up there. They're going to be playing NRL. I don't think he's going to get a lot of opportunities. I'm not saying he's not a gun player. I think he is a gun player, but no, I'll sell my slice to Tamari.
But JT, he's got next year, probably his last, maybe. I don't know, next year. He may play this week if neither of those guys back up after Origin.
JT's playing next year.
First week after Origin, one of them may pull out. He might get a run.
I think he'll get limited opportunities, but I just can't see, aside from an injury or a big suspension or something, I don't see how he's going to force his way into that side on a regular basis. Maybe he's playing off the bench, but he's a gun young player. I've seen a lot of brilliance from him in his short NRL career. I think he went on tour with the Kiwis last
year.
He can definitely play, but no, just not for me at the moment.
Okay, what do you think?
I'm holding at the moment. He's at the crossroads at the moment. For a young player, he'll get time, but he's not going to get too much opportunity up there at the moment, what Hoops has said, but when he does play...
Get off the fence then and sell.
Holding's
a valid answer.
Yeah, but
James.
I still have a question mark on him at the moment. I just don't know. I know he's got time, but I want to see him do a bit more.
Okay, we've got to buy, we've got to sell, we've got to hold. What about Paul Gallen? He's decided he will go around in 2018 at age 52. he's good to go.
I'm on the G train, mate. I thought maybe he needed to step aside this year and let the next generation come through, but. Mate, he's been the cornerstone of some of their big wins, you know. Like, just even when I think against the Bulldogs, there was a run there that he took on the Garvey, the poor bloke. He went bang straight at Garvey, pushed through the middle, set it up, and he's done that a couple of times. He's taken the big carries.
Sometimes, he's an angry Ant Garvey, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's half his problem. But sometimes I used to think that Gal just wanted to get the stats up. But Gal's playing some pretty good football at the moment, so well done to him. And what is he, 37, 38? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So he is doing, and during this State of Origin side, that's time.
Yeah.
Proving incredibly important. What about you, Hoops?
Big time. Yeah, as Wendell just pointed out, that carry against the Bulldogs the other week, they don't win the game without their Origin stars if he doesn't make that carry. So, you got to buy Gal.
Mm-hmm. Do you, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll buy Gal.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah.
That's it?
Oh, well, I can't say much more than what those two guys have said. It's
bye-bye-bye. Is it bye-bye for South Sydney?
Pretty big effort.
They had a win on the
18 seasons, is it?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. 18 seasons. Yeah. I mean, you can't sell a guy with 18 seasons.
Well, I changed tack. Nate Miles, how many seasons has he had? He's been dropped by the Queensland State of Origin side. And look, and to be fair,
Injured. He's injured anyway, Tone. So, but yeah, in fair.
Are you playing the injury card here? You saying he would have been picked if he hadn't been injured? Look me in the eye.
No, I'm not saying.
Would he have been picked?
I'm not saying that.
Would he have been picked?
We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know who he might have been. Yeah. Kevy's loyal like that.
So what? I've got a sore thumb. I withdrew as well. So I could have been picked.
Only you would withdraw with a sore thumb, Tony.
That's true.
From an Origin.
Look, that was a bad example of an injury. It was a paper cut.
He had a headache. It was
infected paper cut. All right. South Sydney. We saw, as a look at the Taipa scoreboard, that win last night. Convincing, eventually, in the second half. They're down 20-10 against the Titans. Came back, win 36-20. It puts them, I think, 4 points outside of the eight in 13th as we speak. You buying?
Yeah, their stocks went through the roof overnight, Tony, and I would sell.
Really?
Yeah, look, I've seen enough of South Sydney, and even in that first half, I mean, they're going to have some wins throughout the back end of the year, but you need to take into consideration who they played against last night. Gold Coast had 10 players out. Look, and I know South were missing a few as well, but I don't think they're going to win many games against sides in the top eight coming home. So I would, after that spike, I would sell, and I'd sell hard.
Bunnies, for you, Hoops?
Well, Tone, you put the red pen through them, as we keep saying, in April. And,
I gave you the red
pen. I've seen nothing since then to convince me you're a very good judge. You are a very good judge. So I'm backing your judgment in. No, I don't want anything to do with the Bunnies.
Okay. What about you, big fella?
Well, after Gerd's put the red pen through the Burgess brothers, more so Thomas and George, I'm the same. I just can't see South doing anything in this competition but troubling a few sides.
You're a grub before you're the mo. Now you're just a real sleazy guy, aren't you?
Sorry, it's the Mo.
There is a photograph somewhere up on the website.
It's the Dirty Sanchez.
TripleM.com, is that where you go? Can you still see the photograph of Wendell?
Can we call him Jorge?
Can we get Wendell's Mo on the stock market?
No, next week.
I would buy it if I could see it.
We'll have a go. We'll revisit it next week, Wendell.
Yeah.
Let's do it this week first.
No.
It's allegedly there.
They build it, and I'll take a nice picture. I'll really trim it.
They will come. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. This is next week.
Don't trim it. We won't see it.
No, I'll do something really nice. I'll really get it going.
Twirl the edge. Twirl the ends.
Saturday Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers. Triple M rocks the footy. Wendell Saylor, James Hooper, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires with you on this Saturday afternoon. Gives me great pleasure to introduce this segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, three in five.
I love Tony's segments. Yeah. I love the three in five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
3 and 5. Oh, we just love this game. So good.
This segment has been nominated for an international radio award. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It has been. Well, it's
the Golden Guitar
for best in the Southern Hemisphere. I know we haven't quite nailed it to be a Northern Hemisphere standard, but it's very.
It's on its way.
It's on its way.
Over the next month, my Mo will be nominated for an international Mo. It will.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. You're backing yourself in.
Yeah.
Wendell did walk outside to the run the moustache past others. Maddie, I think she's
Maddie,
out there.
She's
what was the question? Do you, be honest, do you like the moustache? What was the answer?
I didn't even listen to Maddie. I just tuned out.
I think she said she couldn't see it.
Yeah. But then she said
I didn't even notice you had one.
Yeah, but then she said
moustache.
Then she said you are more handsome in person. No, I said that. She didn't say that, so I just got back in my little box and walked off.
Okay, we're going to go with a State of Origin theme. You won't be surprised with this week's 3 and 5. I think just for our listeners' sake, I'm going to ask you if you come up with at least 3 answers in each of these categories, that one person who comes up with the most will be the winner. Mm. Simple as that.
The 3 is irrelevant, really.
Yeah, that's
all. The most in 5.
Yeah, well, the whole segment's irrelevant. To be honest with you. Okay,
true.
All right. Given it is Origin, I'm going to start with you, Ryan Girdler. Could you name the people, the players, who have the most State of Origin points?
Michael O'Connor, Mal Meninga, Jonathan Thurston.
Cam Smith.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, boom.
Correct.
Really?
Yes. In reverse order.
Woo!
214, Jonathan Thurston, 161 points for Mal Meninga, and Michael O'Connor, 129, a record I think you went past.
You know how I know, Tony? Because I'm always searching for my name up there, and it's never bloody there.
It's not quite there. Wow, gee, it almost ruins the game, doesn't it, that we've got 3 straight away.
It's a crap game anyway.
Okay. I love this game.
Okay. All right, Wendell Saylor. No, I'm going to start with you. Go with you, Hibbs, here.
Yep.
Can you name 3 players who have played more than 10, have more than 10 Origin tries? Ooh.
Darius Boyd.
Yes.
I'll go Matt King and Tamana Tahu.
Nah.
Wow. No.
Inglis.
Greg Inglis is
Slater.
Number one. Darius Boyd is there. Dale Shearer is there. Billy Slater is there. And Michael O'Connor is there again with more than 10 Origin tries. All right, Wendell Saylor, are you ready?
Yeah.
Could you please name the 3 ingredients in meringue?
Meringue? Yeah. Mate, honestly. What would you say to me? Like, this is Origin. I did not have meringues when Origin time.
I think that one was meant for me, Tone.
I don't play anymore. Like, honestly, you ruined it for me. I was pumped up, and then you put that crap on me.
There's only 2 anyway. Egg white and sugar. Honestly. At least you could have done that. Good.
I didn't really want to play that because he said Origin. That's not Origin.
Okay. All right, baby.
Okay,
here we go.
No. Okay.
Wendell Saylor. Can you name who has the most appearances in Origin as captain?
Well, Cameron Smith, Mal Meninga, and Laurie Daly.
Cameron Smith is there, correct, on 18. Lockie is there, 22. Wally Lewis at 30.
The king
at
Darren Lockie, one of my best mates.
Oh, 3 and 5. It's back, baby. Yeah. Greg
sucks.
Alexander joins us next. Saturday Triple M NRL.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Listen to that crap.
I'm saved. Hallelujah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Love to have your company. Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Tony Squires with you on this Saturday afternoon, heading towards some games of footy this evening. The Storm taking on the Cowboys. That's at 5:30 from Amy Park. Then it is the Sharks and the Tigers tonight at 7:30 Southern Cross Stadium. What a great pleasure, as always, right now to speak to one of the legends of our game and a man who has turned his playing career into a terrific broadcasting career as well. I am, of course, talking about Panthers legend Greg Alexander. G'day, Brandy.
Hello, Tone. How are you, mate?
Very, very well, thank you. Do you have duties this afternoon, this evening on the television?
I do. I'm in the studio. Saturdays is my day for the studio, so... No three games today. We've just got two, the Storm Cowboys and Sharks Tigers.
Hey, Grego, we were just talking about Origin and Mitchell Pearce's performance in Game 1. What are the areas you think he can improve and will need to improve if we're going to win Game 2 in the series?
Gee, I thought he was pretty good, Gerds. A repeat of what he did in Game 1, and he got knocked out, don't forget. I don't think he has to change too much. Mitchell's, you know, a great player, and I think the fact that he's been playing behind a pack that hasn't always won the battle in the middle certainly hasn't helped his Origin career in the past. But he was on the back of a good team and probably just have to mix their tactics up a bit, Gerds, you know, and that's probably not Mitchell's call. That would be Laurie's call, and just where they kick the ball. They focused a lot on Corey Oates. He won't be there, Corey Oates, but I think the fact that they hammered one side of the field so often, it probably took a little bit of sting out of that side in defence. So Mitchell doesn't have to do too much different to what he did in Game 1. I thought he was fantastic.
Hey, Brandy, mate, it's Del here, mate. I just want to know, do you think, even if New South Wales are on the back foot, do you think they've got the players and the capability to win off the back foot as you've seen Queensland do in the past, especially at ANZ Stadium?
I don't know, yeah. Wendell. I don't know, and that's the worry. You know, because we haven't been able to do it in the past, and yeah. a lot of people. You know, I've heard a lot of media people talk about complacency, and yeah, you know, I saw someone interview. It might have been James Maloney, and ask him about complacency. There is no way the players are complacent. The ones that are complacent at the moment are the New South Wales public,
yes,
and the New South Wales media.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that are looking complacent about what's being written. You just get a general sense when you talk to people in the street that New South Wales have got this wrapped up. You know, they were that good in Game 1 that they're going to win Game 2. And I think a lot of people forget, you know, who we're up against, who New South Wales are up against, and the fact that Thurston and Slater come into the side. The players won't be complacent, Del. Whether they have the ability to do it when they're not on the front foot, I don't know. That's the question mark, and that will determine whether they win or lose, because I don't think they'll get it as good as they got it in Game 1. I think Queensland backs to the walls are going to be damn hard to beat.
Hey, Brandy, it's Jimmy Hooper. Matty Johns came out earlier in the week and said that he thinks this Queensland spine, this 1, 6, 7 and 9 of Billy Slater, Jonathan Thurston, Cooper Cronk and Cameron Smith, it's the best spine that he has seen in his football lifetime. Do you agree with that? What do you make of that statement? And clearly that underlines just how dangerous this Maroon side is going to be.
Yeah, look, they're all getting older, James, but they're all playing as well as they ever have. You know, Cameron Smith leads the Dally M's comfortably, so he's been the best player in the NRL this season. Are they the best spine ever? I guess they are. You know, I haven't put a whole lot of thought into it, but just off the top of my head, I can't think of a better spine. Thurston and Smith will be immortals, you know, 5 years after they retire. Slater and Cronk will be in the conversation of it. So, you know, I think they are, Jimmy. So, and they're not past it. The only question mark you have over the Queenslanders, not the fitness of Billy Slater. I think he's good. He got knocked around in that game against
Cronulla.
Against the Sharks last week. He got smashed and cleaned up a few times and took some heavy shots and landed on the ground awkwardly. And he got up and he's right. So I wouldn't think there's a question mark over him, but there's got to be a little bit of a question mark over Jonathan Thurston. Even though he was so good against the Eels last week, there was a couple of times where he hung the arm out and he didn't look comfortable. It's got to be a concern for him, and they'll test him out. The New South Wales players will work him over, and I don't know. That's another thing that we just don't know how good that shoulder is, how it will hold up, whether he'll lack any confidence in defence. So they're the questions that we can toss around, but we really don't know the answers until they get out there. But just on what Matty John said, I agree with Matt. You know, that this is the best we've ever seen.
As we look away from Origin towards club footy tonight, as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of big names who are in Origin who won't be running around at Amy Park this evening.
What a
game. And then,
although it is the best time to play the Melbourne Storm, unless you're the Cowboys.
Exactly. And of all the two teams,
this is the one. You're missing Morgan, Thurston, Cooper and Hess. Yeah, it's a good time to play.
So, of these two sides that we don't know running around against each other, what do you like?
I don't know.
You're fitting right in on Saturdays, Greg. Yeah.
We've got a seat here for you.
No, I've got no idea. Look, I think the fact that it's down in Melbourne and the Cowboys have got a pretty ordinary record down there. And Riley Jacks and Cameron Munster. Remember, the Storm got it done without Cronk last week. They got it done without Smith the week before. I know they're missing both of those players and a host of others. But Riley Jacks, Cameron Munster, Munster's played enough at six now. I just like the halves. Riley Jacks is pretty solid. Jesse Bromwich is still up front with Solomona, who comes in. It's still a strong-looking Melbourne Storm pack. And I think with the two wingers still on the edges, I think the Storm will have enough. So, who knows with all these players missing, but I'll be going the Melbourne Storm. Yeah.
All right. We were talking before, Paul Gallen decided he will be running around for his 48th year next year. he's done some great stuff, hasn't he? I think, in the end, it's like a no-brainer. He should go around.
Agree. Absolutely. He's been playing good enough to go around again. So, we'll see players. Well, Cameron Smith, Cameron's 34 this year if he hasn't turned 34. And, there's easy another couple of years in Cameron. So, and Gal's playing, I think Gal's playing better this year than he did last year.
All right, Greg Ellis, are you doing a bit of coaching as well at the moment with some of the halves?
Oh, not really. No, just a bit of kicking. Kicking the ball around the field with them. Not much coaching. I used to kick around when Gerds played too.
He was our kicking Gally. Coach.
Was he?
Yeah, the kicking coach.
We won the comp too the year that Greg came in.
Oh, nice.
Was it all down to kicking?
Our big thing.
Yeah, we had a great kick chase. We didn't have much of a game plan with Langy, but we had a great kicking game.
Fire up for a bomb.
We had an open game plan.
The path of least resistance.
Yeah. Now, enjoying it. I am enjoying it, Tane. Just a little bit with Nathan and Matt Moylan.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yep. And it's great to watch you on the telly. You will see, of course, on Fox League this evening. Brandy, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good to talk, boys.
There he is, the great man, Greg Alexander. This is Saturday Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyer. Another fine example of Triple M rocking the footy, and Triple M is partnering with the Blatchy's Blues and the Star to bring you the Smart Wig. Don't you love this? A Smart Wig. Smart Wig is next generation wig technology.
Does Shane Warne wear a smart wig?
Smart Wig, oh yeah, no. Well, I'm not sure.
Not so smart, his wig.
That's right. The next generation wig technology, it'll give Blues fans exclusive radio content directly into their ear.
Yeah.
So this would be good for Warnie. If he had a smart wig, you'd tell him, well, no, maybe don't do that.
He's got a smart toupee, too.
Yeah, a smart rug. For Origin Game 2 at ANZ Stadium. Now, Smart Wig Radio will be hosted by Triple M and Fletch and Hindy. Mm. There you go.
So what a combination.
It'll include parts of the Triple M Origin 2 call coverage. So for listeners in Sydney, this is a brilliant time for me to read this because they're not there listening to the football. To win ticks, if you're near somebody in Sydney, just yell it out if you're listening, on the podcast.
You're on the app.
On the app. The Blatchy's Blues Bay and get the Smart Wig experience. Register at the win page at triplem.com.au. Blatchies.com.au.
And if you're a Queensland fan, but you want to come down and be one of the Blatchies Blues, I mean, they don't discriminate. Have a good night out.
We don't do that sort of stuff, mate. We stay loyal.
Not like some people
in New South Wales who were born here but support Queensland. That's what some people, I go to luncheons and dinners, some people do
it's
that.
It's a sympathy thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, of course it is.
So there are people who are born and bred New South Welsh people.
Yes.
And they just turn Queensland
name
for
one.
Origin. They go for Queensland, yeah.
Yeah, who are these people?
Who? Name one.
No, these people at lunches and dinners because blokes...
People at lunches and dinners?
Yeah, they eat.
No, but people say to me, they go, mate, what do you think of someone who was born in New South Wales but goes for Queensland?
And like Greg Inglis. That sort of person.
So he's taking some followers with him.
I knew it would happen.
I knew it.
Good on you, Greggy Barrow.
You've got all
that's
those Kiwi
Queensland
supporters as well because of Tony Carroll. Yeah. I mean, oh, God.
Mate, Angus Crichton, I wouldn't mind taking him to Queensland.
What about Tim Glasby? The story, we've mentioned that there hasn't been a lot of antagonism between these two teams, between the two coaches, but certainly between the newspapers, the Courier Mail and the Daily Telegraph, the same family, but mainly in a jesting style, they've had a crack at each other over back pages and front pages, over the campaign. It's not just this one, it's years it's gone on. Now, sometimes, and perhaps with Tim Glasby, the story was specific about his efforts, his stats in the game, and various people, including the New South Wales hierarchy, were unhappy about it.
Look, the papers always like to have a little bit of fun at this time of year and have a little bit of friendly banter, but in relation to the Tim Glasby article, I just thought it was in poor taste, Tone. Yep. It missed the mark. It wasn't funny. It was quite personal. For a bloke who's 28 years of age, he's worked his backside off to win his first Maroons jumper. He deserves to be celebrated for achieving that in his life. So it's one of the greatest victories of his playing career, and I'm sure he's going to go out and do a great job for Queensland on Wednesday night. He's a professional, as Kevin Walters touched on earlier. When you come out of that Melbourne Storm system, you just have the benefit of being surrounded by brilliant players and learning a brilliant structure. So, look, I've got no doubt that Tim Glasby will aim up in State of Origin, and I thought that the newspapers certainly, it was a loose carry on their behalf.
In terms of statistics, though, Ken, from an outsider's point of view, from non-football people, you read stats and go, wow, that's important. But footy players know footy players, and they know what Tim Glasby brings to the equation every time he plays a game.
I remember Gerds' champion old coach, Johnny Lang, said to me when I was a young reporter one day, he goes, James, statistics are like matches, mate. They're dangerous in the wrong hands. And, mate, he's right. You can make statistics. Like, look, yes, they are relevant at times, and it is fascinating to look at them and have a little bit of banter and a yak about them. But in terms of the relevance for Tim Glasby, I really don't think that that set of statistics does his career justice at all. I think that clearly, you know, they're off the mark. Go and watch his game when he played against the Sharks the other week.
Exactly.
And the job he did on Andrew Fifita.
Yeah.
Go and look at the fact that he's in the Melbourne Storm starting pack over Jordan McLean, who was 18th man for the Kangaroos and also for the Blues. The bloke can play.
Yeah.
So that's why, look, I know what they were trying to do, but I just think that they missed the mark. They would have been better off having a bit of fun. If they really wanted to have a bit of fun, they should have gone back and got what Kevvy Walters said after the opening side was picked about Billy Slater and how Billy at this point in time just wasn't quite ready.
Yep.
And then, you know, obviously Billy did force his way back into the side. So perhaps you could have had a bit of fun with that.
They've really lost their way since you left Hoops. You know that. I mean, you're really the cause of all of this.
No.
You could have put that to bed. You could have come up with something so much more creative than that, Hoops.
They missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, they did.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm stoked for Tim Glasby, but the way that He sort of came back and spoke about it, and you can just tell it's been a long road to get there because, you know, come from Rockhampton. A couple of my mates played against him in CQ, and they said, mate, he was a captain of their side. And they go, mate, there's this bloke that just wouldn't go away. He was hard. He'd make many mistakes. He led from the front from the first minute to the 80th minute, and it was Glasby. But even down there, you can just tell he's held in high regard. But even I think Craig Bellamy, I think Brent Reed said last night, he's doing a column over the weekend about this stuff. Look, I know the Courier Mail have been in the wrong sometimes with the Paul Gallen article and that.
Yep.
Overstepped the mark, so both as bad as each other. But I just say this, just respect, as a kid, mate, you work so hard to get that Origin arena. Just give these blokes, mate, it's a war of attrition when you get out there, mate. And if you get one Origin cap, mate, it's awesome. But, mate, good luck to Tim Glasby, and he's an absolute gentleman.
All right, still to come, the cooler. Get your pens out.
Yes.
Triple M NRL.
For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL with Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle.
Beautiful tackle.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Lovely to have your company as we head towards closing time here at Saturday Triple M NRL. Plenty to get to, including the cooler. There was a topic I said the names. I said Nate Miles. We didn't actually get into detail. Is this a good move? I mean, he's gone from Manly. He said he wasn't picked in State of Origin, obviously because of injury, according to Hoops, rather than form. He now finds himself at Melbourne Storm, a mid-season transfer. Do you think he will lift through that?
Well, is it a good move for Melbourne or Nate? I mean, yeah. It looks like a pretty good move for Nate. Obviously, he was doing a reasonable job, I thought, this year for Manly. Last year wasn't his best season, but, going into a new system down there gives him probably a new lease on life, and he's obviously going to play in a reasonable roster that are probably going to want him to do different things in relation to, the amount of time he spends on the field and what his role is going to be. They've got a really big size down there in Melbourne, so he's going to be able to sort of come on and probably play more of a defensive sort of role, and as opposed to with Manly, he's kind of needed a lot more for, to bend the line back and go forward. So it's certainly a different role and a different challenge for him.
It'll be a specific role, given it's under Coach Bellamy. He'll know exactly what he has to do.
Absolutely. And, can anyone see Melbourne getting beat in the finals again this year? I mean, gee, they look rock solid at the moment, don't they? So it's an opportunity for Nate, who's been to a lot of different clubs, to get a premiership as well, which I'd imagine would be certainly on the top of his bucket list.
All right, throw it out there. So you've got Melbourne on top. You've got Melbourne winning already, have you?
Yeah, look, I can't see anyone beating Melbourne at this point. Yeah, they've
got the Sharks up there.
I think the Sharks are going to be at right. I reckon that might be that grand final from last year. I think the Roosters are obviously a chance. I thought Canberra at the start of the year, but I just don't think that they can put together the back half of the season that they need to. They can certainly compete in the finals, but I just don't think they've got the consistency and probably not the defensive attitude that you need to win the premiership. And I think it's probably out of those three clubs. Cowboys, going to need a fair bit of luck, and I think it's Melbourne, Cronulla, and possibly the Roosters.
Have you got the Broncos anywhere there or thereabouts?
Broncos, they're fifth or sixth at the moment. They're not on that top four. They haven't got the killer punch at the moment or the killer instinct at the moment. So, but they can get it now when Milford returns, I reckon.
All right. The other Michael Gordon Hoops. Now, what's he planning? Obviously, at the Roosters at the moment, but James Tedesco comes in. What's his theory?
I think he's staying, Tone. We talked about it last week. I think Michael Gordon is definitely going to stay at the Sydney Roosters. He loves the club. It's been a great fit for him. He's obviously had a number of clubs now, having had a crack with the Panthers and Cronulla and Parramatta. And I don't think he wants to shift clubs again. So I don't think he's keen to. The Tigers have certainly come in with a massive offer, and it's a bigger offer than what the Roosters will be able to get to. But I think we'll see Mick Gordon stay at the Roosters. And he'll just shift to the wing. And then when Tedesco goes into Origin, or if Tedesco's not available, then he's obviously a more than capable backup.
So now Latrell Mitchell there, he's not going to play fullback at any stage and keep him in centre for a couple
of years? Oh, look, I think he's certainly an option, but we've seen Latrell. It's great to see him back and really on top of his game since he had that little spell away. He had those couple of weeks off. He's an option, but I reckon at the moment, I think that's the way that the Roosters are looking at it.
We can actually hear from the man himself, Michael Gordon.
Look, I understand, Dan, that Michael Gordon's basically told the Roosters that he wants to stay, that he will stay next year. And look, typically, in typical Michael Gordon style, he's very selfless. He's basically told the club he'll play wherever they want him to play.
Yeah.
And he's happy to actually sit out weeks if they want to give some young kids a game, to give them a run. So, he's basically said, I'm willing to do whatever you want to stay. I want to stay. If you want to give young blokes a chance, I'm happy to sit out a week or two here and there. I'll play wherever you want me to play. I mean, he's obviously a unique player, unique person, Michael Gordon. That shows how unique he is.
Are they keen?
Oh, of course they're keen, Dan.
That's Michael Gordon's.
If Reedy ever wants to have a week off, Michael Gordon does a great impersonation.
It's amazing.
It's a real good opportunity for him to come in.
And because Reedy's such a popular figure, that Michael Gordon gets lots of gigs around the clubs just doing Brent Reed impersonations. Goes up and they go, do the Reedy! And he gets up, he can do the whole thing.
2 hours and 50 minutes, the show was just so well. It was flowing. It was
absolutely. Well, it makes it time for this.
Your cooler.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You're not sending me to the cooler.
The cooler.
All right, everyone. Chill.
What is happening with the cooler?
Well, he's a big New South Wales fan, the cooler.
Yeah.
He loves Origin, and he'll be going out there next Wednesday night. That's right. He's He's taken a second job to afford a ticket, and he's also taken a third job so he can grab a hot dog. And the cooler's going to be there on Wednesday night.
Yeah,
run his eye over the field today, the cooler.
Okay.
And a little filly in Melbourne has taken his eye. This filly is out of one of his favourite sires that reminded him a little bit of the Queensland defence in game one, and it's probably what they'll be calling Jonathan Thurston after game two, and that's Turnstiles.
Oh.
Now, Turnstiles was a great New Zealand stayer, Tony. You might remember him, and he sired this filly that I think also might have inspired the Queensland selection selections of late, and it's called Revolving Door. Now, Revolving Door is racing in Melbourne today, and it's number two, and he'll probably storm down the outside late to beat Mystified, which is, I bet, probably how Sam Thaiday feels after being left out after 30 Origins of Game 2. And third, if you want the trifecta, will be Special Diva, which is apparently how Cam Smith carried on in the sheds after Game 1. So the cooler's tip today is Melbourne Race 6, number 2, just like the Queensland selectors, Revolving Door. It'll pay about $8 and the cooler's out.
Time for
did you enjoy that cooler,
cool
Del?
The cooler sucks.
Just quickly before you leave you on this Saturday afternoon, Hoops, for thanks to Mungle Boots. Have you got any information on the lineups for this evening's games of footy?
Yeah, we're going to have a look at the Storm and the Cowboys for Mungle Boots, and also the Sharks and the Tigers, missing all those Origin players. So we'll wait and see. There's a little bit of talk. Craig Bellamy might give a couple of those young gun halves a crack. So we might see Brody Croft or we might see Jerome Hughes. Those changes are for Mungle Boots, of course.
All right, and just quickly, we spoke to Greg Alexander about it as well. Storm Cowboys, who do you see getting up there, Del?
I'm going the Storm, mate, at home. Always hard to beat.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Melbourne as well, Tone. Jay Hawkins on the bench really makes a bench look a lot better.
Yep.
Does indeed.
Hoops, who do you like?
I like the Storm.
And the Sharks and the Tigers going around this evening, 7:30 at Southern Cross Stadium. Another opportunity for the Sharks is Gal, of course, stays there, the stalwart. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, I'm getting on the G-train, mate.
You're getting on the G-train?
Yeah, G-train. He's playing well. Yeah, I just like that. Even their second side, they just seem to know their job and know what they're doing. So I like the Sharkies.
Still a good list, Tone. The Sharks are even missing their State of Origin players. So Wendell's touched on Gal. Then you've got Chad Townsend at halfback. You still got Matt Pryor in the side. You still got Luke Lewis in the side. You know, Jared Beals played international football at fullback for the Kiwis. Mm-hmm. So it's a decent side. I don't give the Tigers much of a chance. Luke Brooks back for West, at least, should give them a little bit better direction.
Yeah, all over the Sharkies. Tedesco Woods out, Brooks back in, but I like the Sharks at home tonight.
All right, gentlemen. Look, there are a couple of things we need to remember for next week. One is that the NRL stock market will feature the moustache of Wendell Saylor. You can go to triplem.com, I think, and we can put the photograph up there. But by this time next week,
the photos daily.
Yeah, will be enormous. Thank you so much for your support. We thank the good people from Bryden's Lawyers as well. We will catch up soon. Enjoy your State of Origin. Bye-bye.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future.